You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast. This is what anxiety feels like, and I'm here with my co-pilot Evan. Hello, Evan.
Hello. Yes.
We're Jews, and it's Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because people talk about, you know, Thanksgiving is a weird time to deal with your family. I'm like, just be Jewish, and it's even worse.
It's horrible. I mean, you know, nobody's going to let anybody talk. Everyone's going to fight about who's making what. I made the mistake of making the turkey one year, and now everyone expects me to do it every year. So.
Oh, no. I feel like people fight over it in my family. People want to be the one to make it. And I don't dare intervene with my sister who makes the turkey. You stay out of her kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. So she is sponsoring a Syrian refugee family.
Oh, that's nice.
It is very nice. But my dad is also very old school Jewish baby boomer generation where I'm like, my God, he's just going to see them and he's going to like see that they're a different ethnicity and he's going to start speaking Spanish to them because he thinks they're Spanish or something. I don't.
If that happens, can you just covertly take a video and send it to me?
I will do my best.
Okay.
Trust me, this is going to be something that's
That's good.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm sitting here at the computer, and my parents are in town, and my dad left his wallet right next to the keyboard.
Just order some stuff
on Amazon. Like you, I could order you on Amazon, but you're already here.
Yes. Nope. Although I feel so far away.
I know, but so far away. But you know what? I actually could order you through Amazon to come to Portland now.
Yes, that's right. I do. I am the Amazon boyfriend.
Yeah,
I.
You do that. We're Jews. We've done things that. You know, we carried bread on our backs. But you know what's so funny? I always confuse Thanksgiving and Passover.
Okay, it's a big, they're both big food holidays. I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but then again, you know, there's no bread on Passover, so it's pretty, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to have a pumpkin pie or, you know,
no,
the stuffing.
Not. Also, Thanksgiving is kind of a terrible holiday because we, like, you know, raped and murdered people, and
it's very difficult for the native people, you know, I would imagine.
Right.
It's, I mean, I don't know if I would say even it's their crystal knot, you know.
Yeah, it might even, no, I mean, that's not even that far off of a thing. I wanted to just switch topics for 2 seconds because I feel self-conscious about my Facebook profile picture right now, even though you said I was hot or whatever. But the problem I have with it is that I feel like my eye makeup is too intense on it.
I feel like, okay, I'm really trying not to make it a woman-man thing, but I feel like that's something that you might be a little more, you know, the patriarchy that has told you to worry about it. I'm looking at it, and I think you look gorgeous.
Thank you. Well, the issue I have is that I feel like maybe it's because I haven't slept very well in a couple days, but I feel like I look old. But if I looked, I don't look old.
No. You do not look old.
Okay.
You look like where I'm, like, questioning whether or not, like, well, she's hot, but if I say that, I hope I'm not, you know, going under the, you know, are you too young for me to say that, you know?
Yes, right. No, I'm not, I don't look like questionably. I don't look like question, like I'm not like.
You look young and attractive and that's, you know.
Yeah, but would you, if it wasn't the best profile picture, you would tell me, right?
I would tell you.
Yeah. You would be like, maybe.
I'm not sure how I would tell you because I'm not good at that, but I would definitely tell you.
You would probably say, I like this one. You should use this one.
I would say, but I think you have other better ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I could just put up a profile picture of like a giant penis. You know? I don't think I look like a penis, though.
You don't look anything like a penis. Mm-hmm.
Nothing really looks like a penis but a penis.
Yeah, kind of.
I know, or like, you know, the tower, the clock tower, mushroom, the clock tower.
Yeah, yes, the Brooklyn clock tower, which, by the way, that's funny you should mention that, because I feel like when we did the podcast at your place in Brooklyn, I had a perfect view of the clock tower.
Yes, save the clock tower, you know, from Back to the Future. It's tough. You know, it's tough being a clock tower. And then one time it had steam coming out of it, and it really looked like a penis. Like, it was, like, really looking like...
Oh, no, I actually, for a while they had scaffolding, and I'm like, is that the French tickler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Have you ever made out with a dude? I feel like you told me... I can't remember.
I have been to... pansexual parties where I have kissed a dude.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was nice to experiment and try that out, you know.
Were you drunk at the time? Or, like, did you have alcohol?
No, it was just kind of that thing where it was, like, spin the bottle. And, you know, the idea was if you land on somebody same sex, that's what you do. And I will say that the two men that I kissed were, they had facial hair. And I'm like, the only thing about it was, I'm like, there's nothing really wrong with this. It's not turning me on. But also, wow, facial hair is annoying. How does anyone put up with my attempt at facial hair?
I don't mind, but, you know, I haven't made out with anybody in a year, so, you know, it's been a while, and I miss having an intimate connection with people, but I just, I don't know, like, it's hard for me because I can't just have sex with people, you know, I just need to feel like I like to be around them.
No, but, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that's important that... you want to have a connection, and different people react in different ways. And I think there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a connection with the person that you're going to have sex with.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in 2 years, but I've, like, done stuff within the past year.
Okay.
But that's, like, 2 years is, like, now I need to have sex, like, now.
Okay.
But it's, like, but I don't really want to go on, like, the internet.
No, it's a, for the brief period that I had gone on there, yeah, there's some crazy people out there. And also, as we now know, with everything that's going on, men are terrible.
They are, but now you know what? The whole, whoever listens to this podcast knows that I have not had sex in 2 years. So I might be getting some solicitations.
Be discreet and, you know, I'm there to make sure you don't, you know, get hurt.
That's good. I know you always have my back. And we've agreed collectively that we will be doing this podcast until we are no longer, you know, understanding what a podcast is.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be going, I mean, and you never know, like, I could come back to New York. It could happen.
You know, it's the will they, won't they, you know.
Exactly. I mean, really, it would be great to, like, have a house in both locations, if possible. You
know, I, speaking for New York, would love to have you back here.
I would love to be back there and ask Nicole when I can crash in your apartment.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yes, we will talk about that. You are more than welcome, and please come here.
Yeah, I need to. I'm going to try to come over at Christmas. We don't celebrate because we're Jews, but, like, over that time period.
Christmas
is good. Yeah. You know, it's hard to combine those three words. It's difficult. I have a job now. I'm on a trial period and it pays very well, but because of my ADHD, I'm afraid right now. Like, I need to make sure that I do a good job, and it's very hard. But it's work from home, so that's good.
That's all. That's yeah. That helps.
It does. And yeah, how long have you been at your job at this point?
It was just past 8 years now, which, wow, yeah.
But you have benefits and, you know, 401k and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, all that stuff, yes.
Do you think that you'll stay because of those things?
For now?
Yeah, but you've been saying that for
we get big-time sponsors for our podcast.
But you've been saying that for 8 years. You're like, you're staying for now. But, like, when is, like, for now? We need to get sponsors. That's what we should do.
Yes, exactly. Or do something where we can make money and not have to, you know.
I think we could. I think at this point, we could probably get sponsors.
We will. Okay. Yes. Let us work on that.
We just got we got distracted. But the point is.
Oh, no. We're going to do this.
We're going to do this.
It doesn't even have to be cider. It could be any kind of product.
I mean, at this point, like, Big Pharma is fine. Like, I think Klonopin, Klonopin could sponsor us at this point.
Yeah.
Klonopin or Ativan, all the benzos, you know.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I actually,
even J-Date,
just to spice it up. I think that we should probably start reaching out to these people.
Let's do that.
And actually, when we post this on Facebook, I will say, you know, we need people to pay us.
Yes.
You know, because we really have been working very hard at this for some time now.
Oh,
I mean, we're coming up.
We're very good at this.
We are good at this. We have good chemistry. Your wife thinks we have good chemistry.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, which isn't awkward at all.
Not at all, no.
No. We still haven't called your dad, but I'm sure we will at some point.
It's getting weirder and weirder, but we'll get there. That'll be the big selling point that when we finally do that.
When we do, my dad is here, actually. I don't know where he is, but I have his wallet. Do you see, look, I'm not joking. It's like right here. It's right there. That's his wallet. Nobody, Evan can see it. No, you guys can't, but he can. So yeah, we got to get sponsors. And actually our 1 year anniversary is going to be up in like March, I think.
We got to do something big for them.
We got to do something. I don't even know what date it was, but we could just pretend it's like March. I don't know.
And we'll meet in the middle. We'll go to like Michigan or
yes,
something.
Yes, that's good. That would be great. That would be, so, you know, and you guys are also more than welcome to come visit Portland anytime.
Oh, thank you.
We have couches. We have multiple couches. We do.
Ooh, all right.
Do you have like a texture thing with OCD? Like, do you like certain textures more in terms of like blankets and stuff?
As long as anything isn't slimy or wet or, yeah.
Because I just got a blanket from Target. My parents actually purchased it for me because of their Jew-ness.
It is
like the material of like a sweater, and it's so comfortable.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing.
It's amazing. Also, I wanted to say on an unrelated note, I was just thinking about Klonopin and Ativan and all that stuff, that I finally am at the point where I can actually go to sleep by myself. Like, I don't need something to take for sleep, which is a big thing. But you know, that's a big thing.
No, that's huge. I'm very happy for you. That's huge.
Yeah, it's exciting. Sure. I did ask my psychiatrist about this thing called rose rum.
I have not heard of that.
It's a sleep medicine. It has melatonin in it, but it's like, she said it's really expensive. I don't know.
Even with insurance, I guess? Or
I don't know. Some of them are like that. Like Trintellix. Yeah. Trintellix is expensive too, unless you have a coupon, because it's not generic.
Okay.
So this
sometimes it takes a while before they get generic.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, how's your sleep these days?
It's not great. It's sort of off and on. Yeah.
But do you take anything? Like, does the Klonopin help you sleep?
It does. But I also feel like it helps me sleep too much to where, like, it's good for the weekends, it's not good for the weekdays, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I stayed up till 5 in the morning the other night. And I'm afraid, kind of, like, I mean, the only reason I was falling asleep on my own because I had stayed up till 5 in the morning and now my sleep schedule is all fucked up. But I think what I'm going to, I'm going to take melatonin, I think.
I've heard good things.
I'm just going to do that because I think what happens is, like, you get used to taking something to go to sleep.
Oh, yes.
You know?
And, yeah. And you know what? If we find that perfect symmetry where we are both unable to sleep, we can talk.
Yes, we can do that. We should be. If you can't sleep, just text me. I'm sure I'll be awake.
Sure. Even with the time zones.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. I've given up on time zones. I really have. I feel like, you know, what is the point of time zones?
Don't know.
I don't get it. Like, we should all be on the same time zone. It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's just wrong. I miss New York. I miss corner delis. I miss, like, pizza, real pizza, you know?
Well, we are waiting. We are happily waiting for you to come back.
Thank you. The problem for me is, like, I can't afford the rent. That's the issue.
Sure.
Because for what I'm paying here, I could have, like, a closet in New York.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is New York.
Yeah.
Well.
You guys probably, where are you guys? You're in Park Slope, so it's probably not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, because we have landlords who are okay with, they want to have people that they know.
How long have you been in that apartment for?
Well, I guess I would say the building for about 5 years, five or six years.
All right, that's not terribly long.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, it's not, you seem loyal to things like 8 years at the job, 5 years in the building, you know, like.
In spite of myself, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, are you happy with the building? Like, if you could find another place?
Yeah, I don't know. I would take this as long as I can.
Is it rent stabilized?
Not really, but they're still good about not raising it too much. I mean, they have a downstairs place, you know, we can talk about this where, you know, you guys could move in here.
No way. Really?
I'm done with my homework. Can I go on my iPad?
Yes, go. Explain.
There's a downstairs. So I lived in a downstairs. It's kind of a 2-bedroom, but it's sort of like 1 2/3 bedroom, but, they, you know, they like to have people take over that space. And
what's the rent down there?
That's the thing. It's still about $2,600.
26?
Yeah.
And it's 2-bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, for that neighborhood, I mean, that's not terrible. You know?
I just got to find a man. Sure.
You know, so that I can, because I don't want a roommate. I just, like, unless I'm having sex with you, I don't want to live with you.
Fair enough.
You know? Like, that's basically the thing, is I can't live with roommates anymore. I can't do it.
No, I understand that. Trust me. After my first marriage, I'm like, I don't want roommates. I'm like, the only person I want to live with is somebody that, yeah, I'm having sex with and have a relationship with.
Yeah, because why? Like, I don't want to live with somebody that I have to complain that they're doing something wrong. If I have to complain right. that you're not doing the dishes, then you better have sex with me. Like, that's
right, exactly.
That's your punishment.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Okay, we'll talk about this place for sure.
Yeah, because you know what? If you can make it up. I don't care about the dishes if you just have sex with me. You know? I'll forget about everything that just happened. You know?
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, it's the solution. I think we need to brainstorm different people that could sponsor us. I feel like the pharma thing is good. I mean, we were talking about, like, lens crafters or things like that because of the glasses connection. Maybe the company that I'm currently working for, I could ask them again because they were interested.
What are they?
Yeah, the online therapy people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Start making a list. Yeah.
We should try. We should start a Google Doc, like a legitimate, you know, like be adults and start doing that.
For sure. We should. Yes.
I mean, just as long as they're just like good companies and don't have like questionable ethical situations.
That too. Yes.
You know, like not, like we don't want Walmart to sponsor.
No, no, no. Of course. Yeah. You know? No, I know. Yeah.
That we don't want. We don't
for
want.
Sure.
I'm trying to think of like what maybe animal shelters, but they don't have money. That's the problem.
Well, okay. You got me. This is a project. I am totally yes, yes.
We have to think about that. Just people that have, but I, and also we have to develop. We had a letter, didn't we? Have like a letter we were going to send out to people.
Oh yes, I believe so. I mean, it was mostly then cider companies, but yes.
But we should still pursue that. The company that was interested, and then they never responded, which is upsetting.
Right. Yes.
And then they wanted like statistics or data, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. No. We like you figure that out.
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to care about that? Look on iTunes and figure it out.
Right.
I don't know. We don't do things like that. We're just funny. We're comedians.
We're talent.
Yeah, we're the talent. Exactly. Come on. I don't know. I keep thinking. I mean, I guess should it be something that we like discuss? Like it has to be like topic relevant, or does it even matter?
I mean, at this point, anything. It's topical would be great, but whatever. You know.
I mean, like, can we be like, you know, like a tractor company? Like, I don't know. Like, does it have to make any sense at all?
No, I will take whatever.
Like a John, like John Deere. This podcast was sponsored by John Deere.
Yeah.
You know,
or newish podcast. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my God, Manischewitz. This podcast was sponsored by Manischewitz.
Let's talk to them soon.
We should just, you know what? Because I actually like Manischewitz.
It's not, no, okay. It's very sweet, but it's nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'll drink
it at a
bat mitzvah or whatever, or bar mitzvah. I'll do it, you know, whatever.
Manischewitz, if you're listening.
Please sponsor us, Manischewitz. I really feel like it gets a bad rap, you know?
You know, it's very sweet, but it's good. You know, it does what it's supposed to do, which is
I think, though, that the best sponsor would be Purell.
Yes. Oh, my God. I feel like they owe me. I feel like I've kept them in business.
I mean, that's what we should say. But who makes Purell? Is it Johnson & Johnson? I don't know.
Goho or something. I will look it up. That's my project going forward.
Isn't your Twitter avatar you with the Purell?
Oh, yeah. Opening it with my feet.
Yeah, exactly. I was telling my dad about that. I was like, that's his thing. So I think that's probably number one.
All right.
Well, you're not gonna have trouble going to sleep tonight.
No, I am sorry. I am definitely tired, but
is it what? Oh, so what is? It's Friday night. Are you just old?
It's Monday night.
Oh my God, what's wrong with me? It's Monday night. I apparently wanted to be Friday. What the hell? Why did I think it was Friday? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, I know why.
Cool if it was Friday.
I know why. I know why I thought it was Friday. Because it's the week of Thanksgiving and everything is weird.
Yeah.
Wow, that's intense. That was an intense mistake. Do I have Alzheimer's? I'm afraid. I'm scared.
No. But yes. All right. I have a lot of. I will. Johnson & Johnson, or no, whatever the Purell company is. I've got my work cut out for me.
I think so. We'll start a Google Doc and start like thinking about this. And I think when we post this episode, we should, you know, like ask people, like really, like get people to weigh in.
I have no shame. I will totally get at it.
Because if we could get paid for just doing this once a week, I think that would be the best thing.
That would be amazing.
You know?
Oh, for sure.
If we could just, like, have that as our job.
Oh, my God. That would be so great.
Yeah, because I don't think you want to work at that place anymore.
I hate that place.
Yeah.
the government. Yeah.
I know you hate it, and I feel like we deserve to be paid for being funny.
Yes, and we are, and we have good chemistry, and we're funny.
We are, and also we are Libras, and also we care about people, and we're and we're self-sacrificial.
Oh, I mean, you know, we are good, caring people.
We love humans.
Yes.
That was one thing that came out in the meeting today at the school, was she was like, we're all human beings. And I'm like, yeah, I know that.
But you're the best human being.
Oh, you're the best human being. You are. You are tired, so we should honor that tiredness.
No, I know, and that's why you have to come back to New York so we could be on the stage.
I know. It's so bad. I'm so glad we're doing this and we keep doing it.
Oh, no, it is.
But I'm sad that we're not sitting in the same room.
I know. I miss you.
I miss you too. And it's not. It feels like it's unfair. Like I'm like, why? Why is this not like? I was afraid when I moved here. I'm like, what are we gonna do? How will we make it work?
No, and I feel bad that I get tired. But
don't feel bad about that. But I'm always afraid that you're gonna be like, this is too much for me. I can't do it.
Never. This is the best. I love this.
It's our like weekly therapy session.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's the thing. So maybe Nicole should sponsor our podcast. Like she should just put part of her money into this.
Well, I'll look into that. All right.
All right. So yeah, I think we really should like get on this. Like I know we talked about it so many times, but we should just put our OCD to work.
Sponsor.
We should put the OCD into drive.
For sure. Yeah.
And now that we know
the people of PRL and yes.
And now that we both have OCD, like it's on.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yes.
We know. we might think about. We might like. Like obsess about the email that we write to the people and like think was it good enough and like that kind of thing.
And they'll love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will. They will be like pleasantly irritated by it.
My God, that's so perfect.
All right. Well, we will figure this out. And by the way, I always forget to do this so follow Evan on Twitter at EvanJMO2. That's his Twitter, Instagram. And don't try to add him on Facebook unless you're like a really nice person or a hot chick.
Oh, thank you. And your Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes.
But not stalk you.
Yes. No. You follow me. Right. Follow me in the nice sense of the word. You can always tweet at me. That's probably the best way because I'm always on Twitter at the Sarah Fader. If you have money and you want to send it to us, you can do PayPal.
Yes.
paypal.me/Sarah Fader. And I will give half of it to Evan because because I love him.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay.
And we're good Jews.
Yeah, we need money because we're not rich Jews.
No, we're working on it, Jews.
Yeah, and if you donate money to us, then I can move back to New York.
Yes. Oh, please, yes.
So remember, paypal.me/Sarah Fader, minimum donation is $2,000.
Yes, please.
Okay, because I need to start my rent fund for New York. It's going to be really expensive.
Please send for Beth.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, I love you, Evan.
I love you too, Sarah.
I'll talk to you. Let me know when we do this next time.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too.
Bye. That's my homie. Where does he live?